This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, home of the five-star technician online at cropmetcalf.com. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. A little bit later in the show, John Feinstein joins us, as he does every Friday. He'll join us at 8. Lee Steinberg, super agent at 8:40, and Mike Vick at 9:20. But joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Kevin McCarthy, who I believe hails from close to where Mike Vick comes
JP.
From. That's correct. You from the
Good
same
morning.
Hometown as Mike Vick?
Yeah, he went to high school about 2 miles from my house. Like, his uncle used to live across the street from me. So, like, I remember him and his brother, I think Marcus, would come over and play basketball.
Why didn't you go to the same high school then?
What did you say?
Why didn't you go to the same high school then?
Oh, because, you guys know how high schools work. Like my high school was closer than Warwick. So he went to Warwick. Warwick was down Warwick Boulevard. I went to Menchville, which was, I would say maybe 5 or 7 minutes closer than Warwick High School was to me. So, like, Warwick, it's kind of hard to explain. It's minutia, but it was further away from my house, basically.
Right.
But not by much. I mean, I drove by it all the time. And, like, that was, it was a big deal. I mean, from where I'm from, 757 area code is, like, there's so many brilliant, like, musicians from that area, too. Like, Timbaland and, Pharrell and Missy Elliott. Yeah, but Mike Vick, though, like, yeah, that was
one
always.
One movie reviewer.
Yeah, yes. One movie
and
reviewer.
And a billion silly athletes.
I saw on your Instagram you posted some pic with you and Spielberg again. I don't know, was it 10 years ago when you interviewed him first time?
It was 8 years ago.
And you told a story about how, he was all size for you. And I was actually struck by where he said, you put in your little thing there, that he actually told you, like the eighth time you interviewed him, that when he was filming some scene, he actually thought of you. You believe him?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, like, crazy. So I was in L.A. for Ready Player One last year, and he was doing super limited press. And by this point, shockingly enough, I've been able to talk to him, I think, 5 times at that point.
Right.
Over the years, in different movies, different interviews. And
he's seen your ticket stubs every time and your stupid wallet?
Did you do the
same
bit with him?
I've actually never done the ticket stub bit with him because
but you've done the wallet, right?
Well, the wallet's Quentin Tarantino. That's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's his.
I did hand that to Quentin Tarantino 2 weeks ago when I was in LA. That's a whole another story. Oh, dude, it was so crazy. Anyway, that's a different story. But Spielberg specifically, right. Eric, I was getting up from my interview, and the last time I had spoken to him prior to that movie was the BFG. We talked over satellite. Right. He was in L.A. I was in D.C. And I was like, I can't wait to see Ready Player One. I'm so excited about what you're going to do with that. And that was like a year later. I'm sitting down with him. I'm leaving the room, and Spielberg looks at me, and I said, thank you so much for the interview, and thank you for this movie. And he goes, actually, funny enough, during the movie, I was actually thinking about how your reaction to some of these scenes. And I was like,
isn't that insane?
But maybe
Spielberg thinking about Kevin.
Is that specifically about him or a collective view? Like the person sitting in the scene?
No, I think it's about Kev because he likes Kevin.
Member.
Well, so over the years, the first time I ever interviewed him was 2011, and his assistant at the time, who's now a major producer with him, saw our interview and kind of greenlit our interviews continuing on throughout the years. Like, for example, the movie The Post, I wasn't supposed to get him, but I watched like a scene in the film. And I was so blown away by how the cinematography worked that I reached out to the studio and said, listen, is there any chance you can get me in a room with Spielberg? And I guess they asked this person who had seen our interviews before. So I mean, it was, it was, it was one of those things where I walked out of the room. I didn't believe he really said that to me because I was so shocked by it. But there was a lady in the room who works with Warner Brothers that heard the whole thing, and even she was freaking out. So I'll just never forget it. It was like super strange.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
We only have a couple minutes here, Kevin. Tell us about the movies that are coming out this weekend. What did you see? And what did you think?
Yeah, so I'm going to review Lion King, and then there's a bunch of new trailers I want to talk to you guys about that came out yesterday, the Top Gun trailer, which looks insane. But Lion King specifically, I know it's getting it's very mixed reviews critically. I'm under the impression that people are going into the Lion King personally having issues with it prior to, because it's such a personal movie to people, and you know, it's a recent film. Like, look at Star is Born, for example. That's the fourth remake of that movie. Now, I loved that film, but it wasn't scrutinized anywhere near as much as Lion King is for the question of why did this need to be remade. Listen, I am all for the idea of originality in Hollywood. I do not think that remakes and prequels and sequels should be everything. But to ask that question about The Lion King and not ask it about other remakes, to me, is a sign that this is just a personal vendetta, almost, in my opinion, towards the, you know, how your childhood, you know, was with that movie. So I enjoyed this new Lion King, and I have no problem saying that.
And
visually,
it's different because it's not fully animated, right? It's a different... It looks different.
Right. So back in the day, in the 90s, that sounds weird,
real.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's photorealistic.
Real. Yeah.
Right. So it's photorealistic CGI. So essentially in the 90s, it was hand-drawn animation. This is photorealistic computer-generated effects. So that's why it looks real, because it's supposed to look as real as possible. Now, that's what people are finding to have a problem with, is that it's almost jarringly too real. Now, I thought it takes a second when the movie starts, your eyes kind of have to adjust to the idea that what you think you're seeing is real, and then you get used to it and you get grabbed in. But it is definitely a jarring effect. And I will tell you this is interesting. A lot of people keep calling this a live-action remake. It's not a live-action remake because there's no human beings in the film. There's only one real photograph shot they threw in there just to see if anybody would catch it. But other than that, everything else is fully computer-generated. Mufasa, James Earl Jones, returned, did all of his lines again. Cool little side note, if you're a nerd about Lion King, there is one yell from Mufasa's original dialogue from the 90s that has been inserted into this movie somewhere to kind of sweeten the voice of Mufasa during a sequence, because he's 88 years old. I mean, you know, James Earl Jones came back to do this, but he's 88. So I don't know how much of it he did or how much he was able to emote. I'm sure here's the thing. I saw footage of him. 88's not old. He was able to, he was crushing it in the vocal.
It's not. 88's not old?
What?
I mean, it's old.
The dumbest thing you've ever said. You've said the last dumb thing.
Of course it's old.
My grandfather's 96, and he's still walking around talking.
That's
totally
fine, but he's
cool.
Old. All right, but he's still old. I mean, it's old.
I know. But, I mean, I didn't want to say that being 88 means you can't
you're
do voice
work. You're saying that you can still be capable.
All right, but don't say 88's not old. It's just
okay.
Wrong.
88's old. Okay.
All right, so what do you
go.
Give this version of The Lion King?
I give it a 4. So I think that solid visuals. Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner are amazing as Pumbaa and Timon. My biggest problems were some of it felt a little slow. Pumbaa and Timon, those are the two characters. And then I thought that some Beyonce's dialogue delivery wasn't great. Her singing was amazing, but
I didn't
think her, like,
I've never seen The Lion King. Have you?
Of
what?
Course, I've seen the line.
Bits and pieces. Bits and pieces.
Did you guys see the Top Gun trailer?
No. What's up with that?
Oh my God. Okay. I was not.
Is Tom Cruise in this one?
Oh, Jason, when this show is over, uh-huh. Actually, I give you permission. Why don't you leave the studio right now and I'll finish the segment? It is so amazing. So
yeah,
basically,
I can't watch it right now.
I mean, I got a computer in front of me.
He's kind of overselling it. I watched it. I mean, it looked fine. Everybody's going crazy about the Top Gun Maverick trailer.
Let me give some perspective, though. I was completely skeptical about seeing this movie because, one, the original is such a classic. Tony Scott directed it. Tony Scott's no longer around. I was really, really worried about what they were going to do. Now, with Tom Cruise's, like, stunt stuff now and everything he's doing with the Mission Impossible movies, that's him flying. Now, I don't know. See, people keep tweeting me saying that there's a pilot in there. It's like a twin seat F-18. I don't know what the exact number of the airplane is, but he's in that seat. So when you actually watch that scene where he's taken off the aircraft carrier, I don't know. It just blew my mind. Like it's all real. There's no CGI in that trailer. They're really doing that. It's called Top Gun Maverick. Jason, if you get a chance, watch it. It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
All right. Anything else? Got a minute left.
Yeah, Terminator. A couple things that came out of that. They're bringing back an R-rated Terminator, and they're deleting all the Terminator films after T2 in between it. So, meaning that this is a direct sequel to the classic Terminator film, Terminator 2 movie from 1991, my favorite movie of all time.
The Yes No Men, which is Cakes and Valdez.
Yes, correct.
They voted this movie a no.
Yeah, the budget is too bloated, and we only take into account what it makes in the United
States.
Yeah,
only domestic.
We don't take it into account overseas gross.
They believe it's going to be a flop.
I was on the no side until the news yesterday. So yesterday they announced that Edward Furlong was returning as John Connor, and their movie's rated R, and the guy directed Deadpool. So, not Edward Norton, Edward Furlong. So to me, that made me excited. Plus, Linda Hamilton's back. So I am.
She looks terrible.
I saw the preview. There was a preview.
Why
right?
High?
Yes, Ricky.
She looks terrible.
All right, Kevin, got to run. This is Kevin McCarthy.
65.
Check him out on Fox 5. Remember, John Feinstein joins us at 8. Lee Steinberg, Super Agent 840.
See ya.
And Mike Vick on the Junkies at 9:20. Don't miss it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, we're heading to Richmond for training camp in less than 2 weeks. And while we're there, you can join us for The Fan and Friends. Wes McElroy is going to be there. The Junkies. It's a night of sports talk, food, fun, and beer at Atlas 42, which is in the Short Pump neighborhood, July 30th. Tickets on sale at thefanrichmond.com. First beer on the Junkie. Seating limited. Get your tickets as soon as possible. Cakes, do you walk around now with a rabbit's foot? Do you have any good luck aids?
I do not have any good luck charms, so to speak. I think you're probably referencing yesterday that I was at MGM National Harbor because I am the poker ambassador to said establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Went and played some cash game yesterday. And as luck would have it,
right.
I was sitting at lucky table number 32. And at 11:15, they did a drawing.
At 11:15, he's there for 20 minutes.
I got there at 10:45. By the way, I got felted on my very first hand that I played, $400.
Okay, don't skirt the issue.
Hoovered away from me.
What happened within 30 minutes?
I overplayed trips, but that's fine. That's beside the point. At 11:15, they spin the wheel, Valdez, and it just so happened to fall on lucky table number 32.
And then this happened again?
Yes, because they do an hourly drawing.
So we get the math on this.
He hit two lucky tables?
He's hit the lucky table.
Back to back.
He's hit the lucky table.
32 hit twice?
Twice.
It's unbelievable.
At 11:15,
back to back,
he's hit the lucky table, I would say,
what does everybody
seven
get?
Or eight times?
200.
200 each.
Each time?
Yeah, 400 right
I think
Ricky?
I might start going with
Cakes. From being a lucky bastard.
Whenever he goes, I might just go with him. Because we did the math.
Yeah.
Now, the guys back there, they believe this is rigged, and it is.
Listen to the math.
Clearly not
the math.
Rigged.
So we did the math. I asked him how many tables were there. There were 15.
Yep.
And I said, well, about the second time, he said about 17.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little bit more.
Maybe 18.
I worked with 17.
Roughly.
To hit the lucky table both times.
Yes.
The odds are less than a half of 1%.
Wow.
Less than a half,
JP,
of 1%.
Sometimes it's good to be lucky. Your boy was lucky yesterday.
And we speculated the reason this happens is they get the ADs because Cakes tweets something out. Now, it's funny. I didn't pay attention to it. I saw a tweet and he wrote, no shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
And I assumed that he had lost the lucky table.
Right.
Like, hey, no shenanigans. I lost the lucky table. But what he was saying was no shenanigans. I won, but it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wins again,
right.
and they get tweets
now,
every time.
Now, to defend myself.
Don't you think it would be a decent plan to just go?
How many lucky tables have you hit?
I can just fold every hand.
You've hit five, maybe?
Oh, more than that.
I mean, since I've been the poker ambassador?
Since you partnered up.
That's like a year. That's roughly a year and a half.
More than 10?
No, not more than 10.
Right, probably, between 5 and 10.
Yeah, I'd probably say between 5 and 10 is a good number.
I would take the high side of that.
Think about it. That's a good number of sessions over a year and a half to hit 7 or 8 in that span of time.
But the math
is not an outrageous number.
The math says that you have
to hit back to back, it is.
The math's a little outrageous.
The math says that you have to have played about 200 times.
I don't think I've played that many times.
It's
honestly the best scam going on.
To defend me and the good name of the MGM National Harbor Poker Room, let me just describe how I approached yesterday. First of all, we talked about me playing with Woody, who was an in-studio guest of us yesterday. He works at MGM National Harbor.
Correct.
Brief mention that I would be there. When I arrived, I just went right up to the check-in table. I said, I'd like a 1-3 seat, please. There was no fanfare. There was no...
You don't need the fanfare. They have cameras everywhere. They spot people.
I just said, I'd like a seat.
They know where you're sitting.
They didn't know who I was. This woman didn't know who I was. She had no idea.
But do they spin the wheel in front of everybody?
Yeah, it's on a TV screen hanging over all the tables.
Yeah, but that can be easily rigged.
It's a fake wheel. If it's not,
it's not like a real Wheel of Fortune wheel.
It's a random number generator that they run at the table.
Before it spins, a probably person types in table 32.
Yeah, exactly. Spin the wheel, Valdez. It's a random wheel.
All right, but let's just say this. All right, so he hit the back to back. That's 4 hunch. He got his bullet.
Got my bullet.
That's 7 hunch. But he did lose 575. At the table.
Right.
You're still net up.
No, but the point is, if I'm at the poker room and I know what's happening,
but it would have been a bad day if he didn't get
I'm going to go to Cakes' table every time.
By the way, you don't
think... If you can somehow arrange that, mm-hmm. I'd be like, you sign up, be like, can I sit down wherever John Orville sits?
Now, let me just point out that I did hit the lucky table at 11:15 and 12:15. But then it... 1:15, I believe it was lucky table number 1.
Well, they couldn't give you 3 in a row.
I know, then that's just too obvious.
And then at 2:15, another table that was not table number 32 hit.
Uh-huh.
So the next time he's fishing for four in a row now.
In theory, I'm
happy with 1 in a row.
The next time
you get 1 in a row, it's good.
It should be like 20 more times. Cuz basically every time. Well, I guess it was 1 in 15. It would take 15 times for you to hit it, and you back to back, right? Yeah. On average, when you put it together, it's less than 1% chance.
Is it not suspicious though that Cakes plays his first hand, loses $400,
right?
Boom. Then all of a sudden it's made up to him like that.
First of all, okay, let's back up.
The pitball sees the spokesman losing $400, so they got to ship him $400.
They're going to call the floor because I overplayed trips against a guy that turned a full house on me.
But the eye in the sky saw.
Okay.
And that goes down to the big bosses. And they said, we can't have our big silly getting felted.
It's a big conspiracy theory.
Look, now I really tend
not to believe conspiracy theories, and I believe it's on the up and up. You're just butt lucky. You're on a lucky run right now.
Yesterday was lucky.
Can I please hear how he got felted when he overplayed trip?
Yes, I'll tell you exactly how it happened.
I'd actually like to hear.
By the way, this is the very first hand he played.
Very first hand I played. Yeah. It was with a guy who sat down right next to me because they had opened a brand new table. Lucky table number 32.
Right.
And I think I was in the blind. I had Jack 9 offsuit, just a dog-ass hand. So I played, nobody raised. We get heads up. Flop comes down, 9-9 deuce.
Right.
Like, well, I like that flop.
Right.
It connects with my hand pretty well.
Right.
He checks, I bet. Turn is a 10.
Yeah.
He checks, I bet.
What are you betting? I probably bet
a pot-sized bet.
All right.
I'm like, I'm just going to take it down.
So he's just calling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He raises, uh-oh, a substantial raise.
What was the turn?
Turn was a 10.
10, okay.
10 ball.
Right.
So he raises, I'm like... Well, if he's got a big pocket pair, I've got him crushed. The only thing that beats me is if he has pocket tens, and he didn't lip it with pocket tens. You raised the pocket tens because it's a vulnerable hand.
Right. So he had pocket
tens. And then I'm like, well, you have like something weird like jacks that you didn't raise. I'm all in. He snaps me off, and he has pocket tens.
Right.
The one of two cards that beats my hand in the deck shows up.
Right.
Your boy
felt it.
All the chips. push right over
right.
to
first
him.
Hand.
Right next to me.
And then they spin the wheel.
I'm just looking
at they spin the wheel and replenish cakes.
I'm looking at his stack and I'm just looking at him and thinking those he has all of my chips.
Right.
He has all the chips. One hand.
Well, you got that bullet.
Then at 11:15, bam! Lucky table number 32. It just so happens an hour later.
Listener tweeted me and made a great point.
Yes.
If Cakes is using his player's card, you know.
Which I
do. And they'll know exactly what tables he's at.
Oh, of course okay, they know. They definitely
they
know what
know
table he's
way.
At.
They don't even have to use the card.
We had a
they
guy
know.
From MGM here said everybody knows when Cakes walks in.
He's the biggest celeb in the room.
Yes.
No, I'm a fish. I play at the 1-3. I don't go up to the high level tables where my
yeah, but
guy
he's,
Woody
he's
out.
Woody's in the high limit room, and he still knows every time you walk in.
Yeah, I'm the ambassador.
Maybe
I go
you
in
should.
There.
There's rumblings when Cakes walks
there's
in.
There's rumblings.
Wouldn't the lucky table be even bigger in the high limits?
No. It's all doesn't okay. matter what limit you're playing.
Gotcha.
Do people say, "Oh, Cakes is here. I better sit down next to him
because no,
that lucky table
is going to
hit."
Cakes
do.
Always has a full table.
Yeah. First of all, they'd say he's a fish, and then second, they'd say. Okay, hit the lucky table.
Oh, that guy overplays Jack Nine. Thinks he's got the winner.
Yeah,
that was a good day.
Oh well.
Despite my poor play and just getting bricks when I have huge draws, I still walked out profitable yesterday.
Yeah, and you're gonna be doing ED spots.
And I'm doing ED spots. I'm gonna be the face/voice of ED. You're on 106.7. The
Cakes is the face of Hurting Hog.
I am going to be that face, yes.
And you know what?
I'm fine. I am profiting from it,
when
so
does
I'm
that
all
start?
Good.
Does that start in the next couple weeks?
I hope it starts Monday.
Right.
I don't know when it starts. All I know is I threw my hat in the ring because nobody else.
Will you give me some?
Give you some.
Blue Chew.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll give them all to you.
Yeah.
He's going to take one, too.
Mm-hmm.
To be a spokesperson, he's got to vouch for the product.
Okay.
Maybe.
You should.
I wouldn't put my money on that.
Yeah. I'm just helping spread the word to, you know, a medical condition that I'm sure a lot of people in our audience suffer from.
Right.
That's all.
The guy with the urologist that called in said it's the most prescribed medication in the world.
I am simply a messenger. That's all.
What's the movie? I think it's what's the movie where there's the whole thing is about a guy who gets into selling Viagra during the early years.
Oh, it's
isn't it Ryan Gosling?
I think it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I can't remember the name of it. It's pretty good. It's Jake Gyllenhaal and I think Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Don't know the name of it.
Don't know either.
So they can't remember drugs. The name.
They work for like Pfizer, and they're making so much money selling Viagra to all the horny donks.
That's with Love ED. And Other Drugs?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. It's not bad. I'd probably give it 3 cake batters.
All right, so the Nats win last night impressively. Strasburg has 3 hits, hits a home run, pitches
drove in five, right?
Yeah, 5 1/3 innings, only goes 5 1/3, but fine, they get a win. They've got 3 more games against the Braves. How would you define success now? They're 5.5 back.
Well,
if they take 2 out of the next 3, which means they've won 3 out of 4.
That'd be great.
Well, yeah, of course. That'd
be amazing. More ground. That's definite success.
Yeah. I would even say splitting.
Yeah, split. It gets the best teams.
So if they lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you go down to Atlanta.
That means it's a 4-game series. Yeah. That's still successful.
Yeah, you still have a game and a half or 2-game lead. Or, yeah, let's call it a game and a half lead in the wild card.
You're not expected to just smoke the best teams.
I mean, Atlanta's pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
So I'm not expecting them to go in and win 3 or 4 or sweep them.
The good teams.
Be nice. That'd be gravy.
I mean, I don't know. I'll do the math. I would just think the good teams you split with, the bad teams you smoke, you should be in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But see, here's the problem. Max threw before the game, and he tried to do a little long toss.
Did they say it didn't go as well?
And he grimaced after one of his long toss throws, and he shut it down. So going into that, he said he was, I don't know if Davey said he was about 90%. But after he threw yesterday, he might be less than that. So I would be concerned about that, that Max is not close to coming back or returning. Because it didn't look good. After he threw that long toss, he said, oh. Shutting it down. I'm done. And you could tell he grimaced, just like Tiger did. So they need him. So they're going to be very, very cautious with Max.
Have to be.
Yep. But that's good. I mean, it's good to win the first, especially that way.
But they have Corbin going against Julio Teheran today, right? Or this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like that matchup. I think we should
Corbin's
be
been going strong the last month or so. Teron's
record's not great, but his ERA is not bad. 3.7.
Right.
So.
And last night, the Braves threw the Kyle Wright kid, who throws like 97, but his ERA is almost 10. So they were just tattooing Kyle Wright. Gave up 7 runs in 2 2/3.
But remember, when we talked to FP Santangelo not too long ago, one of the things he really was focusing on was how much fun the team was having.
Mm-hmm.
And he likened it to one of his teams with the Oakland A's when he was playing. And that's not something you can put like a tangible value on when it comes to wins. But the Strasburg dancing in the dugout really speaks to that. Like,
oh,
Strasburg,
that
to me, is so stoic.
Oh, yeah.
And such a robot.
And really, fun.
Whatever the opposite of charming is, that's what Steven Strasburg is.
He's the Brooks Koepka of the Nats.
Yeah. Right. And he's having a good time.
It's funny. Yeah. Bryce leaves and everyone has a good time.
He was having a good night.
Yeah, he certainly was having a good night.
You think he was asking?
Without alcohol,
well, you
somehow.
You would, too, if you were 3 for 3 and hit 5 ribbies.
Yeah. And you're getting fat paydays every 2 weeks, oh, like Strasburg.
Plus, he's still
him
healthy.
Looking at his checks.
I keep waiting for him to get hurt and go on the IL, but maybe it's going to be that magical year
I'll
where Strasburg
what.
Doesn't hit the
Is Strasburg
going to
do ED ads? Probably not. I guess he's not going to be in that game.
He doesn't need him. He's all man, Strasburg.
Well, not that reason, because he's making $175
million. Well, that's true, too.
I don't know. I mean, he goes 19-6 and has a 2.9 ERA.
His bat was pretty big last night.
And he might just say, you know what?
Hey, he had a good
I'm
bat day.
Out. I can make another $25, $30 million on top of what I'm making.
Right.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
They had 16 hits last night.
Yep.
I mean, everybody got it into it.
Peter from Burke was salty.
The only position player that didn't really get into it was Suzuki, but did he have like a sack fly or something? Because he did drive in a run and score a run. Yeah, he had a sack fly. But everybody else got hit. Trey had 2 hits. Adam Eaton, 2 hits. Rendon had 3. Zim had 2. Dozier had 2.
No, good
Robles,
start.
A big one.
To the 4-game series. Opportunity to close the gap even more. I would say success if you do take 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Huge success, because now you would be just, 4 back.
You know, the Braves, if they lose tonight, if the Nats beat the Braves and it's 4.5 game lead, the Braves are going to start thinking about it.
You know what Blue Chew is for Scott Boras? Look at Anthony Rendon's box scores. He goes 3 for 5 with 2 more
That's
runs.
That's his own Blue Chew.
And his average is up to 3.16. That's his blue pill every single time.
Right.
Freaking loves it.
All right, remember later in the show, John Feinstein joins us at 8. Mike Vick at 9:20.
Embrace your fighting spirit with KO Distilling. KO handcrafts award-winning bare-knuckle whiskeys and battle-standard gins at their state-of-the-art distillery in Manassas, Virginia. Head on over, try any of KO's strikingly smooth spirits every Wednesday through Sunday, or check out special events like the Frenchman Food Truck, which is tonight, or Yay Makers Paint Night, which is Sunday. For more about KO Distilling, including cocktail recipes, distillery tours, and more, all you got to do is go to kodistilling.com. Always drink KO responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Many thanks to the Tropical Smoothie on 425 I Street in Northwest D.C. for the delicious food today. Tropical Smoothie is proud to launch the official smoothie of D.C. United, the United Smoothie, a refreshing blend of pineapple, coconut, banana, and lemonade. You can get the United Smoothie every Friday for only $3.99 at any of the 50 D.C. area locations. So thank you to Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Love Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Yep. Love them.
Also, love hooking up the listeners at 7:45 every morning with Nats tickets.
Mm-hmm. We do
courtesy
that, too.
Courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. Right now, if you're the 10th caller at 800-636-1067, hook up some tickets to see the Nationals take on Colorado coming up July 27th at Nats Park, 106.7 The Fan, and PenFed Credit Union are taking you out to the ballgame all season long. That's courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. So all you have to be is the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. I see the boys put in the story about Amazon selling $13,000 worth of camera gear on Prime Day. And it was a mistake. EB, you missed out for $94.
Oh, so, you missed out on that.
Crazy. So a couple hundred people were able to take advantage of it. Is that what happened?
What do you mean? They just put the wrong price on the
everything items? Was like $94.
It discounted many expensive cameras and equipment to under $100.
A lot of lenses.
Wow.
According to one user, there was a $548 Sony Alpha A6000 camera, which was for $94.50. Apparently, everything was written down.
It's a $13,000 lens that somebody got for $94.
One user said, I bought like $10,000 worth of stuff. That was like $900 total.
Jeff Bezos was salty when he got that memo.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll honor it though.
It says one lucky individual got a 92% discount on a Fujifilm X100F, which usually goes for $1,300.
Right.
For $102.
Oh, that is a deep
discount.
They
should honor it. That's their mistake.
Yeah. I'm bitter. I missed out, but nobody alerted me.
Nobody hipped you to it.
It probably was like a 5-minute window, if that. You know, I mean, can you imagine if it was on Amazon's site, the thousands of people that saw that?
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have lasted very long. There's no way I would have been able to get that.
I don't know how many people at any one point are searching for
expensive cameras. Or lenses. Well, probably thousands around the world.
Gotta be thousands, yeah. Has to be.
I mean, yeah.
If not millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unless it tells you that the discount's that big, I guess only real camera experts would know.
Right.
Or I don't know how it was advertised. If it was like on the front page of the lens section or something, and you're like, oh my God. I don't even know if I would click on it. I would think it was a scam or something. you know, I wouldn't even trust it. But. Yeah, that's sick. I'm bitter that I missed out.
Yep,
I bought nothing with any of the Amazon Prime stuff. I didn't get a TV.
If you were lucky like Cakes, you would have got one yesterday.
Yeah, Cakes probably bought about $20,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, paid $100.
Here's a bunch of Amazon packages on my doorstep when I get home today.
Right.
Sizzling
so
in
salty.
The heat.
Uh-huh. I get so salty.
When he
house.
Gets...
No, not when he gets it. When I see Amazon packages or anything, because I never order anything.
Right.
Literally order nothing from Amazon.
My wife and daughters do all the time.
Right.
We were,
I know the Amazon driver's first name.
Right. What's his name?
It's a woman.
Ah, okay.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Good Charlotte.
And I see her all the time.
I'm sure you do.
Do you get Rick?
I'm just like, I mean.
How often is it for you?
It's twice a week.
Twice a week it is for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're ordering stuff.
Oh, no. I thought you meant how.
No. For you, for me, packages.
I don't order that much off Amazon. Maybe a few times a year.
Yeah, for me,
probably five times a year, maybe.
If that, yeah. That would be for me, too.
But
I don't really buy that much.
I'm telling you, Amazon shows up at my house
a couple times a week. I believe it.
Now, I might take the over.
A lot of it's for my daughter, you know, since she's going to school in the fall. Actually, in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've been ordering stuff for a dorm room and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it's a couple times a week.
Right. We were shopping when we were out of town, and my kid needed new shoes, my oldest, and we were hemming and hawing. And I just think it's just wasteful to spend like $150 on sneakers, so, you know, especially when you're a teenager and he'll buy these like white Nikes, and they'll be like he'll step in a puddle of mud,
especially within 30 minutes. Chris Farley from Pacers Running Stores. Oh, Why would you ever spend?
Yeah, but I don't hit up Chris for my kids.
I get it.
Yeah, so. We're looking around and I go, just find something for like $75 or something. Because you're just going to trash them. Like literally you're going to walk out of here, step in a puddle. You know, they're going to just look like garbage.
You're going to step in a bad bed from like the mid-90s.
A puddle of mud. Yeah, you're going to step in a puddle.
They got a couple hits.
Blurry was selling.
They had a few hits.
You know what?
She Hates Me is pretty good.
I love Blurry.
I take that back. Not bad.
Decent.
Yeah.
He was a huge alcoholic though, right? Is he still with us or did he die?
Is that
Wes
Scantlin?
Yes. He's still with us?
I'll check on him.
But anyway.
Sorry for the tangent.
So we're looking around for shoes. He only finds the ones that are like 100 plus. So then we find a pair. And then my wife is sitting there and she goes, you know, he really should have another pair so he can rotate. They'll last longer. And I'm looking at her like she's insane. And then she just hit me with the killer. I had no retort. She said, you have 50 pairs of shoes. He needs another pair.
Yeah, you can't. There's nothing to say there.
I just throw my arm in the air, and I just walked away. I went over to the golf section, looked at putters.
What percentage of the 50 have you paid for?
More putters.
That's the question.
You had more putters than your son had.
30% of them, then you can throw that to her. I always say I never pay for them.
Well, I usually do pay for mine, but I always get cheap ones.
My wife goes, look how many hats you have.
Yeah,
I said, well, I don't pay for any of my hats.
It's your money. You paid for it.
Freebies.
I don't think I've paid for one of my hats.
The hat you're wearing right now.
Didn't pay for it.
Freebie?
Yep.
D. Smith. How about that pullover?
Didn't pay for it.
Golfed them?
I don't think this was.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you.
Look, I'm not throwing any stones. This is a freebie. And I think
we're going to do that bit.
I think
JP's wearing a freebie shirt.
I think I paid $5
for
this at the Capitals team store at the MedStar Training Complex.
Right.
Squeaker.
I don't think I paid for anything I have on. Didn't pay for the hat. Didn't pay for the Nike pullover. This is a Puma golf shirt.
Right.
Got that from Puma Pete.
We know you're not wearing underwear.
I've got Puma golf shorts on. Didn't pay for those. Puma Pete.
Right.
I've got Nike Pegasus.
Right.
I know who gave you those.
That's Chris Farley.
Yes. Right.
I don't know. Maybe the socks I paid for.
Right.
Yeah. That's about all I'm, because I'm wearing jeans. I did spots for RevTown. I believe I'm wearing my RevTown jeans.
I got, yeah.
You're my shoes my mom got for like Christmas or my birthday or something like that.
Hey.
Glory days, where we do our pregame shows.
Yep. We're very fortunate.
Definitely. Oh, I think I maybe paid for my belt. My belt on my jeans.
I mean, you look like you're the Chicago Highlands ad.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? The Chicago Highlands stuff, Tom usually just gives it to me at cost.
Ah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he? Or did he give it to you?
No, he usually
was his cost.
Nobody said,
zero.
He's asking in this case.
Yeah.
No, it's usually, like, I pay for it at cost.
I know you say usually.
Did you?
I'm saying, what about that outfit?
Yeah. This I paid for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At cost, though. So if it was like 150, I might have paid $60.
Yeah. Okay.
Your best friend can't throw you a nice little pullover.
I don't ask for free. You know what I mean?
Well, you would think that he would. Nice to hook his buddy.
Yeah, he hooked me with
you're
golf
the one
and dinner,
that, by
and
the way,
else.
Not us.
Well, yeah,
but I mean, just making it clear.
I mean, how much free stuff do I want? I mean, it was 3 days of free golf, free food, free dinner. My kids ate everything on the clubhouse. I mean, I was just buying extra gear.
Squeaker's court is fully in session.
Do you think what I'm saying is I probably would have been a little salty if I had to spend $60 on it.
Yes, you would have.
That's just me.
Well, I just knew going in. Uh-huh. I know the deal going in. If I get something for the pro shop, you just give it to me at cost.
Well, now your daughter going to Virginia Tech, you're going to have some Hokies gear. I mean, that's not going to be free. Last time I checked, Fanatics is not giving out free Hokies gear.
Were you here? A listener sent him a free Virginia Tech hat.
What?
Yeah, I got one hat. I mean.
Yeah, but you need more gear. Like, if you're going to football game.
I mean, I love the colors. I don't know. It's not like I'm going to wear them every day.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just pride because your daughter gets
it. Yeah.
It depends on your approach. I don't own one thing of MR.
I did find
out. The biggest squeaker in the country.
What about being a squeaker?
Of course it has everything to do with being a squeaker.
You're definitely going to pay for it. I did find out yesterday that.
Not a big squeaker. You should see how much
I'm paying
for this
house in Puerto Rico. Since we do air the games for Virginia Tech football?
Yeah.
Oh, free tickets.
Of course you're going to work that
angle. And I completely
angle.
Forgot about that.
So hold on. This is Squeaker's Court.
That's it's in session. 100%. You're probably going to find a way to weasel your way into is Whit Babcock, the AD at Virginia Tech. You'll probably be sitting next to him for the games.
Well,
I hope so.
Jason, you know what you should do is you should apply for media credential. So for the entire year, you'd have free tickets.
Yeah, but he can't go and bring his wife and his other daughter.
I'm only going to go down there maybe twice. Their home schedule
he's going to go with his family.
Their home schedule, literally, is what you see in the toilets here.
Well, I know, but
it's the worst home schedule you've ever seen.
Well, you just don't want to see any of those teams. Well, okay.
All right, this is who they play.
Yeah.
Furman.
Yeah.
I believe Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Rhode Island. Duke.
Why don't they play the big sillies?
They're playing all the good teams are playing on the road. They're playing Notre Dame on the road.
Playing Miami on the road, I believe.
Yeah. Who am I missing?
Pitt is there.
Oh, Wake and Carolina. And Pitt.
And Pittsburgh.
Those are seven home games right there. And the Pitt game is the last home game. I believe it's like right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Not going down. It's going to be frigid.
No,
not doing that.
It's chilly.
I want to go to an October game, like late September, October.
So you're going
to
go see Money Furman?
No, I'm going to go see Furman's the first game. I'm going to go see Wake probably.
Mm-hmm.
Which is November.
Don't you have to go for a night game? The night game is what it's all about there.
I wanted to go to the Duke game because I believe the Duke games are Friday night.
Right.
But I got whored on my hotel reservation. I had a reservation, then they called me and they said,
It's that, a dorm room.
That
moral.
Room you had for September 27th, you no longer have it.
Right.
Three kids are going to be in your room.
Because Jennifer from Roanoke will be living there.
Yeah. So now I'm scrambling. I got to find another.
What if they had a hotel like 20 minutes away or something?
I know. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah. You won't knock on Jennifer's door.
Right. So this was my room.
This is my room, right. I'll pay you. Let me just pay you $50 to live in your room for a weekend.
All right, coming up next, as he does every Friday, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joins us on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.